Okay, Stacy, what did you see in Tucson?
Well, actually, I was on I-10, or just outside of Casa Grande, Arizona, near the Sacaton Mountains, and a very good friend of mine was driving the car. My mother was in the passenger seat.
Okay, is that close to Tucson, or...
Closer to Phoenix.
Close to Phoenix, all right.
It's about midway. And I have my daughter in the back seat passenger side, and her friend was in the... my daughter was driver's seat, and her friend was passenger seat, and
right.
I was rear middle.
Right.
And at about 11 o'clock, coming right off the Sacaton Mountains, my friend said, who was driving, exclaimed, "What in the hell is that?" And we saw three lights coming off the top of the mountain. And then it proceeded to come across over the mountain, and there were five lights, three in the very front of the craft and then one on each wingtip.
Sue, does that drive?
Yeah, it does, because it was the shape of a boomerang, so you could see where the ends wouldn't, you know, be seen right away at
okay.
one point. Where I was straight on coming over the mountain, so I pretty much saw them.
All right, well, you would have been seeing it from different angles, I presume. Stacy, okay, so you've got a total of five lights now.
Yes, we've got a total of five lights, and it's still north-northwest of us, but then it came right over I-10, and we're heading north on I-10, going 80 miles an hour, and the nose of this craft finally came over the roof of my car, and we had a straight-on view of it.
Really?
It was amazing.
All right, and again, Stacy, this is a very important question, because the explanation, of course, was flares. Is there any way what you saw were flares, or did you see the body of a craft?
I saw the body of a craft.
Hello. Okay.
And I actually saw seams when we were underneath it. And
oh my God, really?
Yes. And I did have a 35-millimeter camera.
Oh.
I was attempting to take pictures, but the object was so huge that even one orb or one light completely filled my lens to where I couldn't even take a picture. Someone would have thought I took a close-up of a light.
Stacy, I hear you. How close would you say the craft was to you? How high in the sky?
No more than 2,500 feet.
And would you agree with Sue and Monica as to the size of this thing?
My first estimation from wingtip to wingtip was 3 miles. And from nose to the flat edge that went over me, I estimated at about a mile and a half to 2 miles.
God.
We were underneath it for 1 to 2 minutes.
And you were driving.
Went over us till the time the edge exited over the back end of my car.
Man.
It was at least a minute and a half.
And how fast were you going, do you estimate, Stacy?
75 miles an hour plus.
Huh.
And it was going the opposite direction, and
at
you estimate you were
slow hover
under it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that thing is gigantic. She's doing better than a mile a minute, fair amount better than a mile a minute.
At a stationary object.
And you could, now this is very interesting. You could see, you said seams. Is there any way you can get any more descriptive? I mean, that's very good already, but seams.
Like a ship's hull.
Oh.
I agree.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely. There were lights all the way around it. It was totally illuminated.
And I agree with Sue. I saw the three lights on the front and then the one on each wingtip, a total of five lights.
Well, either one of you, Sue or Monica, did you see what you would call seams?
Well, seams being the outline of a vehicle from the back, it was totally lit up. Not in those big, huge lights you've seen on the news, but I'm telling you, it was totally lit up all the way around that boomerang shape. All the way to the back, everywhere. And it was like this structure, and that's why the boys were waving. They almost thought there must be someone that can see us, because you could see the vehicle, and it was just, I don't know what we were seeing, but we were definitely seeing lights all the way around. Not those big spotlights in the front, but
right.
I mean, there were lights all the way, even on the back.
And
because you couldn't see past the sky, past it, you had to assume it was solid.
Right. Well, Stacy, though, saw seams. I mean, that's pretty indicting, Stacy. What Stacy, what was your impression of what you were seeing? I mean, to be driving under something this size, and to, you know, you knew because of how quickly you were driving the scale of what you were seeing. How did that settle in on you? What did you think you were seeing?
Something from out of this world. My heart sunk at first, and then we turned off the radio. The children in the back seat both rolled down the windows and stuck their heads out. And like Sue said, there was no noise whatsoever. And this thing was right above our heads. And
there was no way to stop the car, Stacy, and just get out and look up?
I don't know why we did not stop. There was no conversation going on. I don't know if we were all scared and heading in the opposite direction, thinking, okay, if this is going that way, we should be going the other way.
I hear that, yes.
So well, I don't know why we didn't stop. In retrospect, I wish I would have. I wish I would have taken a picture of the light, even though it would have probably been undiscernible. And the color of the light, like Sue said, the only thing I can describe it to is when the harvest moon rises, the weird orange mm-hmm. color it has when it's right on the horizon.
Yes.
That's
absolutely
what it was like.
The same
it,
color.
It would not come into focus. It was like watery or hazy.
Yeah. Gas. You obviously agree on the details here. You obviously saw the same thing.
The lights in the front were clearer, and the ones that went all the way around the vehicle were more like I say, those parking lot lights, that kind of a yellowish...
Yeah, the amber, the
yes,
harvest
the amber
color.
Uh-huh.
All right. Peter, anything else we need to ask?
Question for Stacy. You were on the highway. There were obviously other cars there.
Yes.
Was anybody else visibly paying attention to this thing?
No. I was amazed. I would have thought people would have been pulling over or having accidents. Nobody seemed to be paying any attention.
That's bizarre.
And another thing Sue had mentioned was, could you cover this object with a fist? I could not if I laid on my back and opened a newspaper, I could not cover this object out. It completely engulfed my field of view.
Yeah, that's the whole sky.
The whole sky. The entire sky, and I watched it as it came over the front tip. I watched as it blotted out the stars. Then I got to see the underneath of it. For over a minute, I just sat and stared at this thing. And then directly as the back edge went over me, I sat up to turn around to see it, and there was nothing. I saw no gaseous fumes. No afterburners, and nothing.
Have you seen Independence Day?
I compare it to that, but I don't like to, because then it seems more like I'm following the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was that big. It would crush downtown Tucson. Not all of Tucson, but downtown Tucson. It could not have landed on I-10 in an emergency.